This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So it's me and one of the prawns from District 9.
Yeah.
And we're washing ashore. We had gone overboard from the cruise. You didn't go, like, you know, Kumail did that, like, big sick cruise.
Like for award season. Yes. No, I was supposed to go on that, and I was on the wrong boat.
Okay.
So I
a different awards boat?
It ended up being a different awards boat and not one that was successful.
Okay. Do you want to say what boat it was?
What boat? Well,
you don't have to.
No, I will. It was for the Logan Paul Suicide Forest video. And the boat ended up sinking.
Oh,
because
wow.
he dabbed so hard that he put a hole in the hull of a ship.
Yeah.
And we started taking on water. And we also, I mean, we realized pretty quickly into the cruise, hey, what award would this even be up for? He was already in trouble. And it's not a film in the traditional sense. I mean, it's on, you know, it's recorded. But
okay.
It's, yeah.
I heard that was, so after he got in trouble, that was maybe a way that he was going to try and get out of it is by winning a huge award.
Yes. I think that was the idea.
Okay.
It's like when a player does a big penalty in football and then they try to get the Heisman Trophy.
This one, it was only Bron Oler.
Oh, no.
It was only Kurt Bron Oler was there.
It was just you and him. It wasn't his jet
just
ski.
Just me and him
stunt.
And this prawn.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to, like, figure out games to do and stuff.
Mm.
To just
all of a sudden, you're the cruise director.
It's a cruise around the world. And so, like, okay, let's, like, I guess we'll play a game or something.
Mm.
So there are these ropes around. So we try to, like, lasso a seagull.
Yeah.
Or something. But, and, you know, you tie the other end of the lasso to yourself.
Yeah, or a Bron Oler, yeah.
Yes. And, well, no, and the, like, one's tied to me and then the other is tied to the prawn, so we stay on land.
Mm-hmm.
But I ended up lassoing a container ship by accident that was going by.
Oh, okay.
So we get keel hauled for.
What was in the containers?
I did not get to see the containers because I was being dragged in the ocean behind the containers, and they were all closed.
Mm.
It was a hand gin container. I can tell you what the
company.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, eventually we the rope frays and breaks. We wash ashore. Come on, land on this beach, and I look up, and it's a naked beach.
And you
a real naked beach.
Whoa.
So I'm like, okay, I'm about to go ham on this beach. I'm about to go insane, like go crazy.
Well, you've earned it. I mean, you've been getting dragged on a rope. You got stuck on this cruise that was, well, those guys are fun. It was not exactly what was promised, I'm sure, in the brochure.
Yeah, no.
And now you're finally going to cut loose and finally going to just have some fun for you.
Yes, to go nuts. Just go ham on the naked beach.
Uh-huh.
But then everyone looks up and sees that there's a prawn with me.
Mm.
And they hate prawns.
That is a sad part of our society. And
yes.
That movie tried to kind of point out,
yes,
you know, some of the biases that our society has in a very subtle way.
But they also, having spent a lot of time with this guy, I don't know if it's this one or just all of them, this guy sucked so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I hated this prawn.
Not because he was a prawn.
I don't know. It's the only one because I have also never really loved prawns. So it would be my.
Hey!
Now that I am actually technically friends with one, I feel like I can't say this, that these things are so disgusting.
Is that the rules? Because then I have some stuff to say.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook and Insider's Guide to Kicking Butt and Dropping Names of the Red Carpet Linebacker Hallways
of this industry. We call showbiz. What up? It's a big show. First show of the new year. Let's start it off right. Second show of the new year, though. And if you think about it, it's the first one being recorded in the new year for the new year. For us, by us, 2018, baby.
Mary's here.
Damon, John.
Hello.
Mary. Mary Sasson.
Proud Mary. You see the trailer for that?
I saw the billboards, I'll tell you what.
Ooh.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
You don't exactly want to mess with Taraji P. Henson in that movie.
No. I had a screener that was the trailer. Someone dropped it off for me.
Oh, that's really nice because you're Mary.
Specific. Yeah,
Mary's like, hey, heads up, here's this.
Yeah, just in case I just like, I don't know, just got mad about it.
No, I'm not named Mary. I was going to ask, are you mad because can you not feel proud now? Because there's like a Mary that is proud Mary and is kind of stepping on your stuff.
It was stepping on my stuff a little bit. I mean, it's already like... Luckily, there haven't been a lot of Bible movies recently, but when a lot of that Passion of the Christ stuff happened, it was, you know, you just take, it's taking a little bit of your clout.
There's like a billion Marys in that.
Your clout.
Yeah, just, you know, left like, and right, washing feet, giving birth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, right.
Is there a different Mary you can be?
Pardon?
Sad Mary?
Yeah, it's not my first choice, but...
Okay, then you suggest something.
I guess Hayes is the only one actually giving a pitch.
Don't make me
everything.
We don't like to say no without having our own idea. That's
you're
hopefully
right.
something better, you know? So just moving
which
forward.
Mary do you want to be?
Oh, gosh. What about like powerful Mary?
Okay, well, Proud Mary, if you actually watch the trailer a few times.
She's really powerful.
She is also
powerful.
Very powerful.
You're going to get in hot water.
So you have to be a kind of Mary that Proud Mary is not already being.
Yeah.
Feels like she has a lot of things
going on.
Weird Mary.
Weird Mary. But it's sort of strange that she secretly has like this closet full of guns in this dark
It past. Is a little weird.
I mean, do I have to say it? Just be White Mary.
White Mary?
It's like super safe. I mean, there's no way, there's no crossover. And look, maybe that's not the idea, but I believe that's the idea that will get us to the idea.
Yeah, let's pin that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll daisy chain off of it later. But for right now, yeah, I'll be White Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
White Mary's with us.
We wanted to talk about something that's special to you specifically.
Thank you.
Today. We're always talking about movies. And TV and books and music and the radio.
Mm.
But this time
people think that's all we know about.
Right. But when you think about what all these different things are, it's really just our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's just our bodies moving around and like taking pictures of our bodies and our bodies singing on the radio, right? That's really all it is.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as our bodies making the noise, the different pieces do vibration through, we know a lot about science too, but do vibration through the various canals of the body and the various sphincter, you know, contractor holes and it allows it to make different sounds and that's how you sing.
Yeah. And what is not film, but what a director sees.
And he's using his eye.
And he's using his eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with that in mind,
we have to think about where do we start with this? As we're talking about bodies, what's the top of the body?
Yeah. And is there a body section that we haven't really discussed on the show much and that maybe our guest, White Mary, would be an expert on?
Yeah. And obviously thinking about you and your history, we wanted to talk about hair. Have a hair discussion, not because it's like you're a girl or something, because guys have hair too, actually.
Yeah. Actually, guys have hair too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because you are the Dallas Hassoun's wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Late wife.
His, sorry?
His late wife.
His late wife. Yeah. Yes. Yes, because he died, and you—that's why I was suggesting you might be sad, Mary.
Oh yeah, well that he died in the '70s. He died a while ago.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like I've taken his empire and really run with it.
Now I've always used late wife or late husband to represent the half of the couple that did die.
Oh, interesting.
But maybe in solidarity.
Like, I would say he was your late husband, but oh. For you to be his late wife makes me think, oh, is this a zombie?
Oh, you know what? Maybe that's why I've been getting a lot of looks mm-hmm. when I keep calling myself his mm-hmm. late wife.
Yeah. Unless you're on set of The Walking Dead.
I mean, I've done some hair for them, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you did some of the hair.
Some of the hair.
Just some of the hair. You know, they won't let you get on. There's special people for the main characters, but a lot of the extras. I'll get my little fingers on there, mm-hmm. on their hair.
I love the generosity to say, hey, I'm a Sassoon. Mm-hmm. Let me arrive on set uninvited and just spruce up some of the hair that maybe some of you guys can't afford to have somebody looking at all these things. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to think of myself as like a charitable hair person.
Mm-hmm. Heritable.
Heritable. But also, you flash your license and it says Mary Sassoon. And
yeah,
then you remind
right.
them.
This is my crime scene officer.
Yeah. You, mm-hmm. yeah. You show up and they're going to let you through and they'll let you touch anybody's tresses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, yes.
Why is your name a little bit different?
When my husband died, I just thought, you know what? New year, new me. I'm mm-hmm. getting rid of an O.
Did he die on New Year's
Eve? You said, oh no.
He died
you
at,
said, oh no, when he died.
I said, oh no. Take out an O. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was unfortunate, but it worked out that there was the countdown for New Year's. Mm-hmm. At zero, he died. So it felt like we were counting down to his death.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you knew it was going to happen?
It was inadvertent, but it. After the fact, it seemed very insensitive. Mm, mm. 10, 9, 8.
Because you were
seven.
So celebratory.
We were so celebratory.
So his last memory is everyone going, yes!
Yeah. We did it!
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when it's New Year's, I shout a lot, we did it.
We did it. Wow.
We did do it, huh? We finally, can we say?
Yeah.
We finally left friggin' 2017 behind.
Good riddance.
That's something
all
we say
sang.
Is boo 2017.
Boo 2017. And new year different. Thank you.
Okay, so this will be great to talk about our hair. Sean and I both have...
we have rituals, right? I mean, we have pretty specific rituals. But maybe you have advice. And
yeah,
I'm always
to
happy to learn. Well, I guess I'll just start out. So I make my hair every morning. Mm. I go out into the barn and I start soaking a thatch of hay and try to sort of smooth it. And I'll pound on it mm-hmm. with whatever's around, a knife handle or something like that. Mm-hmm. And when it gets mushed up enough that I believe it will stick mm-hmm. to my head, I slap it on there, and then I'll use some product, whether it's kerosene or
it's great for hay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whether it's kerosene on the hay or whether it's just glycerin.
Yeah. The oils are really great for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah, and that's what I've found. I mean, this is not without experimentation, but I'm an older man. I'm a little older than you. So it's something that has come from experience, but is there room for improvement? Probably, because I am sort of sticking it on there, and it is at times falling off, and it is at times catching fire.
Mm.
So is there a way for me to keep it moist throughout the day mm. or to even keep it on there?
May I ask you a question? Are you married?
I'm sorry. No.
Great. Absolutely.
Well, but
we all say
but
no.
You can ask. Yeah. But you can ask Kevin a question that might relate to me.
Great.
And then I can maybe answer on Kevin's behalf.
Wonderful. Kevin for Sean.
This is Kevin.
Hey, Chef
oh,
Kevin.
So sorry.
That's okay.
Have you thought of and are you? How do I want to say this? Are you against the idea of keeping any of your natural hair on your head?
Sean, she wants to know if you're against.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, she wants to know if you're against keeping.
I'm
any...
sorry, Kevin. You have to ask Hayes, and then Hayes can maybe talk to me about it.
Hi, Hayes.
just to take it right to Sean like
sure,
that.
Sure.
Like, hey, Sean, here you go.
And it's very aggressive.
Mary wants to know if Sean would like to keep any of his natural hairs or if that's going away.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Okay. So, okay. Hayes, do you want to ask me that?
Yes. Mary was wondering, do you like to keep the hair or do you want to trade the hair?
Oh, well, that's interesting, Mary. I guess I would trade some of it.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
You know? And at this point, maybe what you're identifying as, you know, quote, natural hair is just old hay.
Okay.
Hay that's been around so long that it has
from nature.
Kind of melded with the body, yeah.
Yeah, just as like an anchor, because you've said that your hair is falling off, your hay hair is falling off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just as something to anchor the other hair. You know?
Uh-huh. Something to anchor it in there.
Yeah, because I put in a lot of extensions for women and men. And it is a lot of times just need something to anchor the new hair.
I should also say I was so passionate about equestrian sport and that it's been hard for me to ride competition for a while now because
the horse is always turning around to try to get to you.
Turning around and chomping on me. Yeah, chomping on my head.
And that's a trick, but it's one trick.
And that's the issue, is that the first time it happens, they go, oh, extra points.
Yeah.
And the second, third, fourth time it happens, they go, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah. It's tough to ride dressage or, you know, any kind of really, do any kind of jumps.
With delicious hair.
With delicious hair.
Yeah.
The other thing for Sean, I will say, with his natural hair, which you can kind of see when some of it's falling off, it's these very tight, kind of dark red curls.
Okay.
And so it's hard to – I mean, if you have the right thing to anchor, it's sort of like Velcro. Like, so you can really hook stuff into it, but the hay doesn't hook into it so easy because they are so tight.
And okay. I should say there's worms in there, and the worms are alive, and the worms are moving. And that sometimes when it falls out, it's actually just one of the worms running away and kind of taking some of the
starting
hay with it that
life.
I guess was its home. Yeah, and I try not to be – too difficult about that because, you know, I want to have my own home one day. I can't begrudge the worm. Even when a bird wants to take a piece to build, you know.
Well, you're building great karma.
House. Yeah, I think that is a positive that I'm feeding horses, I'm giving worms and birds a home.
Karma.
So that is positive, but I don't always know if I believe in karma. I mean, because I see some of these freaking politicians. And the way that they are keep winning.
Yeah.
And I go, is karma even real if these guys are doing this? Because some of what they're saying and doing, sorry, Mary.
Yeah,
it's
when's
not
their
exactly
turn?
Necessarily good. And I think we know who I'm talking about. Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
I'll start talking about my tradition a little bit. 1970.
Let's go back, yeah.
I made a huge thing of eggs, scrambled eggs. And I put it through like a pasta extruder.
Oh, I'm surprised you were able to do that.
Well, I know, for my own head.
You cooked the eggs and then did it?
Yeah, I cooked them so they were really hard.
I imagine these were runny eggs.
No. I made a big thing of scrambled eggs.
Great.
Please don't make me start over.
He said that. Sorry, he did. Sorry, Hayes, I know you don't need me to, like, defend you.
I know.
But, Mary, he said that.
You're right. I'm being insane.
I thought I was maybe being insane.
No.
I made the big eggs, cooked them so they were very hard.
It was insane, that Bernie Sanders.
Put them through the pasta extruder, kind of sat my...
Pay for school?
Head down in front of it, so I'm grinding the thing. The eggs are coming out onto my... head.
School's free.
Which I have stickied up.
Can I ask how you stickied it?
More eggs.
Great.
Because if you know, to get the eggshell out of the eggs, if it falls in there, you use more of the eggshell. The only thing that will stick to egg is more egg.
Well, eggs friends with each other.
Yes.
Yeah, they're buddies.
So, this has been on my head.
That's what your hair is made of?
This has been on my head.
Since
and
the 1970s.
I have been, and to answer your question from before that you were going to ask, I have been married to this hair.
Mm.
But this was an issue with my now wife, Carrie Ann Moss. My relationship with my hair was, to her, interfering with what she and I had or could have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did have to divorce my hair. So my hair and I are no longer.
So it sits atop your head, but you are no longer together.
We are divorced.
Gotcha.
Have you seen the movie The Breakup?
Which one is that again?
With the line and, yeah. Through the bed.
Yeah.
With, what's his, yeah, yes, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Vince Scott.
Pardon?
Is that the, what's his name you meant?
Vince Justin Bartha, Keir O'Donnell, who are we thinking?
That man who speaks really quickly and was in Wedding Crashers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. Vince Vaughn.
Yes. 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 Yes.
It was written by Jeremy Gerlach.
So in that film, although the couple is separated, they cohabitate.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's who gets the apartment and so forth. And I think this is sort of what Hayes is going through with his hair.
But there's a line of duct tape between them, as you can see if you look, is the case.
Oh, I'm seeing it.
Carrie Ann Moss has to be concerned because ultimately, and you know, spoiler alert, but the movie's a little older now. They do wind up figuring it out and getting back together. And so, you know, and part of that, I think, is because they were living together still, that it gave them the opportunity.
Duct tape or no duct tape.
Right. But that they, I noticed in that movie, it's kind of a movie magic thing. The duct tape comes off very easily.
Oh, yours
in that movie. And in my personal experience with that, that is not real life because movies can be fake about that kind of thing sometimes.
Yeah, as effects.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all been on set.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether we're doing hair on a zombie or, you know, powdering a camera. It's like, you know, whatever your job is, you see on set some of these effects and some of these magic guys are creating illusion.
Yeah.
And I love that it's a wonderland of illusion, you know, my industry, that we are dream weavers.
Yeah, this business of show.
Just making stuff.
But when you get tricked, that's when it becomes dangerous.
Yeah. So you are divorced from this hair, but you feel that you need to keep it this way. Or maybe you don't even feel like you have any onus over it anymore. Is that?
Do I have any onus over it? I feel like I have a big onus.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess what I would say in your case, maybe, you know, some sprucing up.
Okay.
You have just plain eggs.
But do you have a right to sort of adjust your hair now that you're divorced? Doesn't your hair have its own sort of agenda now? And shouldn't you sort of stay out of its life a little bit?
Well, this is
since you wanted to be with Carrie Ann.
This is sort of what I was hoping with Mary. I thought Mary, if she's really nice, would be like, oh, I will, like, touch your hair for you since you are not allowed to touch
and
it.
And touch it, yeah.
I will spruce it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thought she'd be, people had told me that she was very nice.
I know. I had heard that, too, because I had been asking, like, okay, Mary's going to come on. Like, what's she like? People
but did going, you notice like, before oh, that we were really saying nice, what kind of Mary she wanted to be? She didn't say nice Mary. She said white Mary.
It didn't even come up. I know she said that. I was like, first of all, this is kind of inappropriate. And secondly, it's like nice Mary, it doesn't seem like Proud Mary is nice.
No, she's not nice.
She's saying Proud badass.
She's killing.
So that didn't even occur to her. And then she said white Mary? Come on. It's 2018.
Listen, I have operated under false pretenses.
Yep.
I have. Well,
what do you mean?
I would love to give you guys both makeovers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
And now we're doing a friggin' podcast. Kevin, make sure you get before and after pictures for this one.
Okay. So one thing that I think would be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've been noticing Kevin's hair.
Yeah.
Which I think does not work for Kevin.
Yeah, we're all seeing that.
Right? It doesn't match the rest of Kevin. It's like it should be someone else's hair.
Yeah, because his hair is like keratin, and it's just like soft and it's silky, and the rest of him is like skin and body.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
His hair finally should be more body.
Yeah.
Finally.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't match right now. It's a different color.
Yeah.
Than his body.
Brown?
Yes. It's crazy. It's disgusting and gross.
Give me a break.
But it does seem like it could work on other people, and maybe they could split it.
Oh, you won't have his hair?
Is that something that people could do?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to just, you know, offer you guys just some, you know, actual hair. I don't want to say actual hair because that feels rude. You know, what is actual hair?
No, it's fair.
Okay. I just think that if we took some of Kevin's hair, which we are not asking for, but we are taking, mm-hmm. I think we're all in agreement there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, split it up between you guys. Just see what it did to – you give new life to what you guys have already done.
Yeah, that's right. Not like splash a bunch of paint over the old thing and just add nice little touches of Kevin's hair.
Yeah, like when you get an old house, don't, you know, tear down the porch. See what you can do with the porch.
Yeah, put a new board
on. Kevin's hair on the porch.
Put Kevin's hair on the porch.
Mm-hmm. Now – you know, before we make it entirely about us and our makeover, just for our listeners who don't have the benefit of you in studio, what are your top three tips? Mm-hmm. Top three tips for just being really looking great.
Great. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
This is good. But yeah, I was worried we were like heading towards something.
Let's be generous. Yeah. Top three tips for really looking great.
Yeah.
Okay. So I would say my first tip is probably ignore everyone.
Oh.
When you go into your bathroom to start getting ready.
Ignore all the other people in there?
Ignore all the other people that are in your bathroom because you're having a party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have children you forgot about.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a public restroom.
And it's a public restroom.
Yeah.
And
it is kind of like a party in there, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
A Target employee saying, why are you still here?
Yeah.
How did you get that robe?
Yeah, I'm immediately looking around going, is there anyone I know here?
Trying to think of something to say, you know, like what's like the thing?
Yeah.
Like how
do you drop what you're, you know, what you're doing?
Yes.
You know,
that I'm holding, like the thing where you have the little food and the napkin and the stick, and now you're just holding this like, this like appetizer stick in the bathroom.
And I just keep refilling my drink at the faucet.
Yeah, you had a lot to drink at that last party.
I know.
Luckily, the bathroom's so close.
It's really close.
Yeah. So ignore everyone.
Okay.
Everyone that's shouting at you at that Target bathroom.
Yeah.
That's one.
Those are haters.
Uh-huh.
First and foremost.
That's good. And I got a hat from that Target that says I love haters. So
ironic.
It could be confusing for them for me to be ignoring them. But okay.
But you know what? That's how I have found that I get my my most love is ignoring people who are trying to get my attention.
Yes, yes, yes.
Deny what they want, and you'll get what you want.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
PUA is the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So ignore everybody and really do you.
Uh-huh. Okay, is this
in the
two?
Bathroom.
This is number two?
This is number two.
Number two is do you in the bathroom.
Yeah, do you in the bathroom.
Okay.
And I think we all know what I mean by do you.
Okay, I'm starting to picture it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've ignored everyone. You're doing you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, don't overthink it.
Okay. And that is so dangerous for people to overthink it and to get in their head, hey, I'm ignoring the haters. I'm doing me, right? I'm in the bathroom, public bathroom. I'm doing me and there's no haters. And now I'm in my head. Yeah. And that's not going to get me anywhere. So let's go ahead and just don't overthink it and just act natural.
Yeah.
And so now I look great?
Now you'll look great. If you follow those three very specific tips.
Mm-hmm.
Then I will just look very good.
You'll look better.
Okay.
But I'm, you know, I should apologize because I think when I brought this up, Hayes said, I was worried we were building towards something. And so I think we were about to pretend to move Kevin's hair around. So let's double back. That seems like a rich area.
Thank you.
So let's go.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Yeah, I love when you help the show.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we're taking off.
Love it.
Right now we're taking off Kevin's hair. And I can tell that he doesn't love it. But, you know, some of the best things in life are, you know, born from frustration. You know?
And it's coming back pretty fast.
His hair, yeah.
As we're taking it off, what I'm seeing is it's not going anywhere. And the more we get, the more he has.
Yeah, like that 100-headed, the Hydra from Greek mythology.
Yes,
as soon as the more hair
Was that 100 heads on that?
I think it could get 100 heads.
Oh, my gosh. My understanding was that it was about 9.
9?
And that no matter how many you cut off, it was still going to have 9. But to hear that it's 100, whew.
That really rocked your world.
I'm going to need to sit down. Now, I know I've been standing for the whole podcast, but I actually need to take a breather. Because 100 heads on that thing, that really, Hercules doesn't stand a chance.
Well, you're in for a real treat when you finish that movie.
Okay, well.
Whichever version you take.
I know he's wrestling with a lion.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know he's got some trick to clean the stables.
It was the
flood.
He used water.
He used the water to clean it.
What a trick. Mm-hmm.
What does water want to do? You know, that's what you ask yourself when you're working with water. Mm-hmm. It's going to do what it wants to do.
So follow it.
Work with it.
Yeah. And I feel that way about hair.
Okay.
If you try to put it into a mold, if you try to make this hair be what you want it to be, sorry, mister.
Sorry, mister.
Is that what we do with Kevin's hair? So this is interesting. Mm-hmm. You may notice you come in here, Kevin is always like, hey, do you want some water? It's like, do you want some of this water?
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this guy's thing with water? It's like, oh, he's trying to get rid of all this water. He wants the water away from him because it's scared that it's like that is like the secret to his hair coming off.
Oh.
Just like Hercules.
Just like Hercules.
Wow. And what a crazy connection to have come up through sort of a side conversation and then for that to actually be what's going on with Kevin.
Yeah. So do we redirect this river into Kevin's hair?
Uh-huh. Like to use water as like off. A – because it's a Nair-like quality to Kevin.
Yes. Because he hates this water.
Yeah, he was just like, take as much as you want. I don't even care.
Yeah, take this.
Drink it.
Take it home.
Yeah.
Pour it on your shoes.
And he's like very, when it's finally gone, he's like much more relaxed.
Yeah, there's just like a calm that goes over him.
You finally see dude finally chill, man. I mean, so I always, you know. Because Hayes and I talk about this. When you finish your water... You finally see dude finally chill, man. I mean, you know, is there anything more Kevin than that being true?
Not that I've seen.
So, yeah. And so that's a good place to start, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what I worry about is that he doesn't have some kind of Wizard of Oz witch-like quality.
Okay.
And that this could destroy all of him.
So that would, okay.
Can I say something? Kevin, are we recording? Should we start the podcast?
And I'm recording.
Okay.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet linebacker hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
We're talking hair care tips with Vidal Sassoon's wife, late wife.
Talk about.
Ghost of Mary.
Talk about.
Ghost Mary.
Talk about Vidal.
Talk about him?
Mm. Yes, and we will just get out of the way.
Okay, thank you. He was a generous man.
Okay.
Yeah. He was always giving away his time and his skills. And
I'll say, as you're talking about him, he's alive again. Did you notice that? He's alive.
Did you feel that?
He's in this room.
Him walking in the room, that we keep people alive in our hearts by, you know, you're not dead until the last person utters your name and mentions that you're generous.
You learned that from Coco. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what happens in Coco.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was, I do feel him here, and pardon me, Vidal, for speaking on your behalf, but he would give away his time, his energy, and sometimes our possessions. The thing about him was.
Yours specifically, is that right?
Yeah. You know, you
a lot
would,
of times your stuff would be missing.
At the end of the day, I would be so tired. My dogs would be barking.
Yeah.
And I would walk into my bed and I would plop down only to hit the floor because he'd given away my bed.
He gave away your bed.
Mm-hmm. Gave away my bed.
That's a little like the breakup, except it's like half of.
Half the bed.
The bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he would sleep in a separate room. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see Coco.
You didn't see Coco, but you came up with that?
That is just something I know to be true.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But that's what
Coco, if everyone forgets you, you disappear.
Oh, wow.
It's like a second death.
Mm. You disappear. But it doesn't matter if what you did was good or bad.
Is Coco a name?
Yep.
Hmm.
But it's not the main guy's name.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just enough to tickle your palate to want to go see it.
That is tickling me, yeah.
It's a big spoiler when you find out who Coco is.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole movie. Mm-hmm. Who's Coco?
But they don't say it, like,
if you did some really bad stuff in your life and everyone is still talking about how bad the stuff you did was, that's okay. You live forever. Yeah.
It's almost more beneficial. Because really, the people that we still talk about the most from history are the people who have committed severe atrocities. Yeah.
Who did the worst stuff. And that's, I think, what Coco was kind of trying to say, is it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you do.
You get people talking.
All press is good press.
That's what Coco says.
That seems to be the message, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, better get cracking.
It took a little boy to teach us that lesson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Little boy. That's who Coco is?
No, I said, that's the main guy.
That's the main guy?
Mm-hmm. That's Miguel.
In the theater, when you find out who Coco is, everybody goes,
Do you see his onus in the film?
Okay. Well, that's a big spoiler, too.
Oh, okay.
And that's a big secret to who
Coco ultimately is. I'll just have to watch it. It's just, as you know, I don't own a TV. Isn't that interesting? Hey, New Year, some things stay the same. You guys have me intrigued on Coco. What was the controversy around the Frozen short that happened right before that?
So I didn't see it.
Too long, huh?
Too long, but also I heard just a lot of cultural insensitivity right before a movie.
Mm.
Yeah, to happen right before a movie is
It was weird.
Just coming from the girl who wants to be called White Mary.
Oh, well, now, when I say cultural insensitivity, I mean there was diversity.
Yes.
Which is something that really peeves me.
Mm-hmm.
I hate getting
fired up.
Yeah. I get really hot under the collar when I see representation.
Kevin, what's happening with your hair? It looks like it's...
It's longer now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
It's twice as long.
And it's coming for me.
It's going right toward you.
And it seems to be creating sort of a knife shape, doesn't it, Kevin? And are you doing that on purpose?
Not anymore, no.
You taught it. You just taught it.
I kind of hinted, and then it took it from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dagger, maybe. Mm.
Yes, and it is the common tale, and I don't know if this happens in Coco, but sometimes you will sort of unleash a beast and,
common ponytail.
Ask it to do your bidding, and then its power will be so great that you can no longer stem the tide, and the consequence is beyond what you ever imagined. And you wish you could take it back, but you can't. Think about that, Kevin?
Yeah. What if instead of White Mary, it was Mary Mary, like Merry Christmas?
Huh.
Mary Mary, like Merry Christmas.
Mary, okay.
Mary Mary, like Merry Christmas. What if it was Mary Mary?
Okay.
That's really good.
I guess...
I'm swilling it around to taste it, you know, like a good wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is good.
Mary, Mary, like Merry Christmas. And how are you feeling? Like trying that on? Does that fit?
It's got good legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look great with it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel taller.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm seeing is you suddenly have risen up and just have this. Quality, this confidence that maybe you didn't have before.
And I'm noticing that nobody is doing Christmas stuff anymore.
I know. It's such there's a wide open void there.
Yeah. So that's really going to be – until about the end of November, this is going to be my thing.
You probably have to do whatever you're doing at a steep discount for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you establish it now, when November, early December comes around, you can really jack up. The friggin' prices.
Yes.
Well, I'm a business lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're learning.
Yeah.
With a little help from Kevin. Kevin, Did you have any other pitches? Maybe something that Hayes could be or me? Because it seems like Mary's just a guest for one day. You've given her this awesome name.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to be
still
here
when this is over.
Yeah, when she leaves, we're still going to need something.
Do you want, like, alliteration names or, like, something about your personality?
If you don't have anything, just say, I don't have anything. Then you don't have anything. Okay, great.
Sometimes you give the best gift to the person who's leaving.
Apparently.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning. And then we ask for a thing.
And that's what Vidal was like.
And then we learn, and Kevin is like, okay, I'll just do something for you, like, right now, off the top of my head, instead of this thing that he had clearly been sitting on for a while.
Almost an hour, yeah.
Because we hadn't really been talking about that
stuff.
No,
it would be quite a while, yeah.
Well, you are right. That is a Vidal thing. That is, while you're leaving our house.
Because he would give your bed to the mailman or whatever.
Yeah. Thank you for coming over. I don't need a new knife set, but take the oven.
Mm. Yeah, that was your oven.
That was my oven.
Mm-hmm.
Not even Vidal's, because he would not eat food from home.
He hates home food.
Remember?
Yeah, he hated home food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Give me outside food.
Only likes outside food.
Or give me nothing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But that's tough for him at a lot of restaurants, because they say that there's no outside food there.
Yeah. He'll say, no, sorry. He'll say, can I bring outside food or can I have outside food? And he'll say, no
outside food. Very few restaurants serve outside food.
Yeah.
Outside food, we're thinking of, like, mushrooms?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. That's what we mean by outside food?
Yeah, he was big into fungi.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a thing based on the restaurant door. It says no outside food or drink.
Ah.
And so my thing was kind of...
But outside food, just food from outside, like a mushroom?
Sometimes mushrooms, but sometimes also people would leave things out the door. You know, sometimes people feed cats. He was big into that. The food left for cats.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was also tough at restaurants because a lot of places will advertise home cooking.
Yes, very tough for him.
Yeah, and he would say, Mary, we're out of here. And I'd say, okay.
And now, did you feel him?
He doesn't like also when it has like the person's name of like if it'll be like Vicky's apple pie or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to know if Vicky made it. Like, I want to feel like it was made in a factory.
Yeah.
Right.
Or it's, you know.
Or it just was produced outside.
Or made outside. Freaking do it out in the marsh with the rest of the mushrooms.
Yeah. One time someone came over and they said, I have these beautiful cookies and it's my mom's recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And he threw them right in the person's face. He said, don't you dare tell me who made this food.
Yeah.
Can I ask Mary a question?
Please.
Yeah, sure.
Who would you say you're like, like, hero is? Sorry, of 2017. Like, you know, you get it?
My hero.
Of 2017?
Of the last year. And who do you think will be the hero of this year?
Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6 was definitely my hero of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I think my hero of 2017.
It's okay to say Captain Underpants.
You're right. It was Captain Underpants.
Wow. I mean, you could say anything, but I just want you to know, just because we talked about Coco,
you
and
don't
Big
have
Hero
to
6
say
came
Captain
up.
Underpants.
It is okay to say Captain Underpants. You can't go, oh, we've already done a bunch of these weird 3D animated movies today.
What I loved about my hero for 2017, Captain Underpants, is his singular hair.
Yeah, he has one curly hair.
He's got
hair,
one little guy.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's bold.
That you can see.
Yeah. You're right. Who knows what's under that diaper?
Under the underpants. Mm-hmm. See, it's the word diaper.
Oh, you're right. It's not a diaper. It just looks like a diaper, but I think they're tidy whities.
He might, I mean.
You don't know what he's rocking down there.
He might have a diaper under the underpants.
Under the underpants, yeah.
Was he?
Diaper full of hair.
I wish. What a dream.
Mine's Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay, for 2017?
Mm. Yeah, this is a sequel. It didn't hit mainstream theaters.
Oh, wow. Look at this guy.
Mm, yeah, this guy's checking out the indie theaters. Releases. Yeah.
He's I can't talk about streams. It's the water bothers my hair.
You're working pretty hard. Hey, this guy's working pretty hard. Give this guy a raise. I heard he got a promotion, but did he get a raise? This guy's freaking...
working up a sweat over here.
He is very sweaty, which the sweat is pouring off of him, and he's wicking it away as fast as he can.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the moisture that's his enemy.
It's body water. Yeah. Anything else, Kevin, that you want to take care of?
I'm going through a legal pad right now. That's I got everything on
the
list.
Did you take any photos, Kevin?
Sam was supposed to bring the camera, but I can go grab it real quick.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you do that?
And so we're keeping this going just for Kevin and his camera.
Yeah, so if this part of the show, the next 2-3 minutes, feel weak... Well, we weren't planning on doing the show at this point. We were planning on being done right now.
This was not supposed to be any show.
Because the camera should have already been done and taken the picture.
I rarely perform if not for camera.
Right?
Which is why...
still camera, still images.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big thing.
And I'm always saying, do a GIF. I'm seeing these everywhere. And Kevin is like, oh, you have to go to, like, this building downtown.
I know.
To do a GIF?
To do a GIF.
To do a GIF.
Mm. It's
like, he's trying to get me to go to this building downtown.
Is it an abandoned warehouse?
That's what it sounds like. There's a slide there. That's what he keeps mentioning, is that you can go down a slide.
Mm.
It really does feel like a trick.
Yeah, that sounds like a grade A trick.
Like, it's an abandoned warehouse downtown with a slide for kids to play on. And this is, like, Kevin's, like, main thing he invites people to.
And that's where the GIFs come from.
Yes, he says that's where the GIFs live, that you can hang out with them there, and you can have ones done of you.
He says all your favorite GIFs are there, and you get to become one of the GIFs and play with the GIFs forever.
But he says, he says when you go, someone is going to be telling you to, like, express different emotions and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're going to make GIFs out of you.
He said it's like Inside Out.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Hang on. I got hypnotized by the camera.
Yeah, you got to be really still for a picture, too, or else you might turn into a GIF.
Yes, yes. That's the danger.
Because now I'm scared to be a GIF because it seems like Kevin is going to sort of trap me like a genie or something if I become a GIF. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to live inside like the camera for the rest of my life.
You would
the
be
the same
an
3 seconds
genie.
Over and over.
Oh my God, thank you so much. I really have always thought that.
You would be such a good genie.
That, you have no idea. Like, that's like the best compliment I've ever gotten. God. Mary, do you think I would be a really good genie?
I do.
Yeah.
You're a very, you know, giving person, but not too much because a genie can't give everything.
Mm-mm. No, we got to have boundaries. That's the thing. I mean, I think that's what would make me such a great genie is that while I am generous and I am sort of warm and kind, I'm really good at establishing boundaries. I'm so good at kind of standing up for myself and just saying, hey, the buck stops here. Like with love and with care, I say, hey, that's a line we can't cross.
Yeah.
I don't shake hands. I only fist bump. Don't call me on my phone.
Yeah.
You know, do not email me.
Yeah. Don't look me in the eyes.
Yeah. Don't look at me. Yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah. That was
good. Go. Get out. Leave me alone. Go.
I love that song.
What are you doing
Aladdin.
Here?
He's saying this became.
What the fuck are you doing in here?
He was listing stuff at the beginning, but now he does want you to leave.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course.
And we did the pictures?
Yes.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.